direction. A couple of weeks ago in Dave's message, he referenced, and he talked a little bit about fasting. And then he went on to say that we should fast from things maybe other than food. I thought it was really good. He mentioned things like television or sometimes even just the news that we need to fast from. And then he hit us where we live, and he said maybe even need to fast from our phones, our electronic devices. All good. But literally, fasting as Christians, we should be a part of our spiritual life. It really should be. And as humans, we fast every day. Usually while we're sleeping, you know, and then we wake up and we call it that break fast or breakfast, right? And so we fast. But have you ever fasted without knowing it? Well, maybe we've skipped a meal because we've been busy and we just didn't realize it, or we intentionally did it for some purpose. And then, of course, we're reminded that we missed a meal, either by certain sounds that emanate from our inner being, or from realizing it. Maybe you see a picture or a billboard or a commercial comes on about food and kind of hits, you know, or worse yet, a certain smell wafts in from the room and you're thinking, oh yeah, I've been missing something. Let me ask you this. You ever fasted from God? You know, sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. We get so busy in life and everything's going on and the world pushes around upon us and we have skipped some meals. And sometimes we don't even know we're doing it until we come here. And then we're reminded. And now we have set before us the Lord's table. And we realize that we haven't thought about Him for a while. And we're hungry. And we long to taste and see, as we sang about, that the Lord is good. And here it is. Before us, the bread and the cup representing the body of Christ broken on the cross, and the cup representing His blood that He shed there to take away our sin. Jesus said in John 6:48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give you, that I will give for the life of the world, is my flesh. And then later on, in the 57th verse of that same chapter, Jesus says, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, whosoever feeds on me, he will also live because of me. We desperately want the abundant life that Jesus offers, but what does it really mean to feed on Him? To feed on Christ is to draw our very life from Him. Much like a nursing baby draws its nourishment from the mother, drinking the hope and the heart and the strength for our journey. To feed on Christ is to hear Him preached and to wholeheartedly receive the gospel message. To feed on Christ is to join in fully into the praises that are sung to Him by the body of Christ. To feed on Christ is to read the scriptures about Jesus and to think about them and to store them in our hearts. Feed upon Christ is to worship Him in our daily times, thinking about Him and enjoying His presence with deep gratitude and with gladness. And to feed upon Christ is to do these things regularly. If we've been fasting from Jesus, it's time to come to the table. And remember, He is good. And that He died for our sins. And so let us all come to draw near to Him with gladness as we receive these things. As we feed on Him in our hearts by faith, we will live. Really live because of Him. Father, we do come before You, realizing that there are many times we neglect being close to You. We know Your scriptures tell us that You've never moved. You've always been there. You've been in front of us. You've been beside us. You've been behind us. You've been with us. And Father, we're too blind sometimes to open our eyes and see and to taste of Your goodness. And so, Father, as we come before You today and to remember Christ, partake of these things that remind us of Him. Father, to eat of the bread that reminds us of what His body went through on that cross. And to drink of this cup that reminds us of the blood that was shed upon the cross for our remission. We come before You needing nourishment. We come before You needing sustenance. We come before You needing Jesus. For it's in His name that we pray.